enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
What number is this? 60? Around the 60th?
I'm not helping you with this. 50. That you do.
55.
Nope.
It's,
nope.
I was,
nope. Try again.
56.
There you go.
It's, December 2nd, 2011. It's a Friday. So here we are. Back in the studio, as it were.
Today, this is like the speed podcast. If we podcast it under 50 megahertz, then the podcast will explode and everyone will die who's listening, like The Ring.
I don't know if that's exactly how it works.
I'm pretty sure it's science.
Science. That's good. No, we have to do a podcast that isn't 2.5 hours. That's our limit. That's our limitation. So
no redos.
Yeah, so this could be a little rough. So I just wanted to get right into it and talk about... Okay, Cupid for a second.
Yeah, okay.
And how depressing it is. I've mentioned this before, how depressing it is to be on OkCupid in a city like Binghamton, where everybody's on meth or something.
And you're using you're using the word city pretty liberally there.
Well, it's not quite a town, actually. There's a bit of a city. It's a shithole. But it's definitely a city.
It's a shithole.
It's a shithole, yes. And it's just the messages I get are still like, I got a message and I was like, oh, a new message on OkCupid. I haven't got one in months. It's been months. Hey, smiley face. Are you fucking kidding me? Like I honestly think that they might be playing a trick on me because there is literally a disclaimer on my profile that says, if you're going to message me, have something more to say than, hey, smiley face. And that's exactly what they write every time. It's fucking astonishing.
And no, they're not, like, they didn't read that.
They probably aren't. They're usually uggos, too. It's pretty bad. I want to talk about that. So that was that. Did you have any interesting...
I'll stay on topic. I can talk about some kind of funny things.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone who has listened, you may know that I have a problem with girls just being just the flakiest. Like, flakier than you can possibly imagine.
Flakier than a delicious croissant.
Now, I don't know if this is because of my, like, no bullshit attitude, where I'm kind of like curt in my electronic communications because I'm tired of dealing with bullshit.
Yeah, well, you should be curt.
Yeah, so like I mean, maybe for all I know, it's a vicious cycle where I don't want to spend time talking over chat because I feel like I'll just get flaked on anyway. But maybe maybe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I think more likely than that is just that girls are super gay and they can't seem to... For lack of a better word. And they can't seem to keep appointments or make plans or do things or not be shit. So, I have a kind of funny story. I went out with this girl, and it seemed to go all right. We were talking about making more plans.
Mm-hmm.
And she ignored a couple of my texts in a row. So, I'm like, okay, I guess this is not happening. Usually if I text like once or twice and I don't get any response, I'll just forget about it.
You have to realize that every single girl that does that, like every single one.
Yeah. So, but eventually I was just like, I just got into a mood where I get into a mood where I'm like, you know what? I feel like giving people the benefit of the doubt. Like maybe they just like forgot about the text. Maybe, no. they're busy.
They're on that shit.
Yeah.
They're on their phone. They're looking at their phone.
They probably saw
it the second it came in.
5% of the time, people do legitimately like.
True. Yeah. 5%. Or and there's the other 5% where they say that's what happened.
Yeah.
They,
right.
They'd lie.
No, but I've verified the fact that sometimes girls are just like, oh shit, I totally meant to respond. Whatever. I'm just like, no harm. If she obviously if she was snuffing me, like, no more harm.
She wouldn't try to. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I see what you're saying.
So like later on, I texted like, by the way, I assumed you were ignoring me because you weren't interested, but thought I just wanted to let you know, you know, in the event that wasn't why, you can still contact me if you like. She replies, "Who is this?"
You're fucking kidding. She already deleted you.
Yeah.
She already deleted you from her phone.
So, who is this? So I'm just like, it's Jake, though I'm not sure why you'd ask if you deleted my number already. Like why are you asking? You know, you like, huh, no, this guy sucks.
This was after one date, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, she wasn't into it, clearly.
Oh, obviously. But she's like, later, fuck you, deleting your number. And then you get a text from an unknown number and you say, who is this? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Just don't respond again.
That's incredible. What a champ.
There was more than enough context in my text. For her to decipher.
No, she's not a bright person.
She could have deciphered it was somebody who she wasn't interested in. So I don't get that.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Here's another one. I went on a first date with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, we're going to make plans for a second. And she ignored a text, so I was like, do you still want to do something? And she goes, well, this is kind of awkward, but I have a boyfriend now. First of all, it's like 70% chance that that's bullshit because she's still single online.
Mm-hmm. Even so.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. So I say...
Just be straight up. Ladies, if you're listening... We will really appreciate it, like, if you're just straight up about it. Like, just say, like, I'm not interested. Like, that's honestly the best thing you could say. There's no reason to pussyfoot around this shit. It's like, we don't want to play these fucking games.
You're doing to spare our feelings, but you're just wasting time.
Yeah.
Wasting people's time.
It's just a bunch of bullshit. So, it's a bunch of second-guessing and bullshit, and I'm tired of it.
So I said, I see that does sound pretty awkward. And then she didn't respond to that, so then I texted her again. Fine, you can bring him. But she didn't seem to think that was very funny.
She probably didn't.
So
she didn't get that as a joke. She probably doesn't know you that well. She probably threw into some pretty weird scene there.
I don't know.
With the devil's three-way.
She watched Arrested Development, so I just assumed that she was a person who could get jokes, but
no. See, yep. I feel like a lot of people who put Arrested Development in the profile probably put it there because they recognize that it's like a lauded show, and they will be liked by the more indie crowd if they...
Either that or they like it. Like, the thing about Arrested Development is that it works on many levels. So
yes,
they might only be enjoying it as, like, for the drama, or they're only enjoying it for the very base, like, level one humor.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, whatever.
I don't, the drama in that show is not compelling at all.
No, I'm saying a very simple person might just...
It's true. They just like seeing people talking. It doesn't really matter what they're talking about or where they are or who they are. They just like seeing words coming out of faces. And that's some of the reasons of our comic are like, I'm sure.
So I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there are people who will just literally watch anything that is on the TV screen.
Or like, you know, my friend's laughing, so I'll laugh too. I think I get the joke.
It's a laugh track thing.
I don't
it's
get the joke.
It's like the same thing where, you know, they put laugh tracks in shows because we were actually just talking about this in my class. They put the laugh tracks in shows just, you know, so people know when to laugh and then they feel...
People will like make up a reason why they're...
It becomes mindless.
They're like, people will see jokes that aren't there and don't actually make sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Anyway.
Is that all you have for
I have a pretty good message that someone sent Gabby on OkCupid.
Mm-hmm.
In all caps it says 30 reasons why you should pick me.
Oh shit.
So you ready for this? This is gonna be a
Oh Christ.
It's gonna be a gauntlet.
Oh Jesus.
I'm new to this, but I do believe every great couple deserves all of this and more. I'm searching for someone who is driven, passionate about life, and wants nothing more than to meet his best friend. I think you meant her. I think you meant her best friend, because you're messaging women. Because
you're not gay.
Unless, like, there's a, I don't know what kind
this
of...
This is like, hi, I'm Troy McClure. Like, you may recognize me from other sex films. Like, come on, dude.
It's like he forgot mid-sentence what he was talking about, and used the wrong pronoun. All right, so I'm going to... This is a numbered list, 1 to 30. I'm just going to omit the numbers in my dramatic reading.
Are these long? Is it going to take a long time? I'm just curious at how long these...
It'll take how long it takes. Let me put it up.
Good.
I'll make you laugh.
Okay.
Should I read the numbers or no?
No, that's fine. Just keep going.
I take a shower every day.
Wow. You waste that's water. Just... That is a dime a dozen. Like, that's just...
I'll watch Dexter with you. That's a con. See,
that's a reason why
not to pick you.
Not by I'll watch you. Dexter with you, he means I'll watch Dexter, and you can join me if you want.
I'll enact Dexter on you. Live action
role. You don't play. Really like Dexter? That's too bad, because that's what I got. Like, that's what the Netflix is tonight.
I'll serenade you. Please don't. Please don't serenade me.
Please don't do that.
I'll get your coffee.
That's good.
I'll
be your intern.
Got it. I've got cookies. You know what?
Is this starting to go downhill?
Reach it. We're on number 6 and you're already really reaching.
Yeah.
Really reaching.
Dude, I've got like a whole sleeve of Oreos.
It's not hard to have cookies.
They're 2 days past expiration.
It's almost the easiest thing you can do is to have a cookie.
It's pretty easy. Because there are, like, also free cookies just everywhere.
I'll read the Sunday paper on my Kindle to you. Get your own Kindle. I'll read mine, but don't touch it.
So, this is sounding really good if you're a blind person.
I guess it is. If you don't, if you really don't like doing menial...
I'm hungry. Oh, I have a cookie. Here's a cookie. Like, oh, this is Dexter's on.
He never said he would give her cookies.
Could you tell me what's happening? Yeah, he did say, I have cookies.
He's got cookies.
And if he gave them to you... then he wouldn't have cookies. So I don't think he wants to.
I'll take you on a business trip or go on one of yours.
All right.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Is that a thing?
No, that's pretty sexy stuff.
Okay.
I'll get down to business.
We haven't gotten to the part in the list where he says, I'm going to have sex with you. So I don't want to take that for granted, because he's spelling a lot of things out pretty clearly. I don't want to take anything for granted here. I don't play mind games. All right.
That's good.
You do play mind games. This whole fucking list is a mind game, and it's hurting my mind. I'll reach across the driver's seat and unlock the door for you. Hopefully you have automatic, though.
God damn it.
Hope you have automatic, though.
Retarded.
I'll always say thank you.
Always? I don't like that.
It's one long thank you.
thank you.
I don't eat crackers in bed, just other stuff.
That's the best one so far. I don't eat crackers in bed. I do eat ribs. I do that on occasion.
Split pea soup, chicken wing, whatever.
I sometimes fall asleep with soup in my chest, and then I roll over, and you're probably gonna get hot soup all over you.
It's gonna be like a Rorschach ink block, like just like
soup.
The way my chest imprinted it on your sheets.
Yeah.
I'll hold your hand. I would fucking hope so. God. I've never been on any naughty videos.
That's, you know. It's hard to come across these days. Someone who hasn't been in porn
in this informational era.
In this Web 3.0 era, it's really tough. It's a tough row to hoe.
I'll watch / go to the Phillies game with you. Again, that's a con.
I'll go to the Phillies game. You can come with me if you want. That's what he's saying. Yep. I like the Phillies.
I'm gonna be chilling in here with my Phillies game. You can come in. And be present, you can be absent.
you can buy your own ticket because I already spent all my money on cookies.
Well, yeah, no, that's granted. It's, buying her a ticket wasn't on the list, so I'm just assuming. Yeah. I'll take you to an auction. One auction.
What the fuck? That's so fucking random. So what kind of auction? I'll take you to an auction. It's an auction for collector's coins. You're not interested in that.
Government lots.
But I'll take you there.
Just like old government lots. Wholesale.
That's fucking brilliant.
I'll play checkers with you.
Okay. Playing games.
We're a little more than halfway.
That's kind of a mind game, though. So,
that is a mind game.
Contradictory. Yeah.
All right, so we'll say this is a list of 28 things because two of the things just cross them off. I smell really good.
Okay, good. It's like a flower.
Flower-esque.
Flower.
I'll say God bless you when you sneeze.
Well, some of the things he's mentioning are just like, they're just social norms.
Common courtesy?
Yeah, it's just common courtesy.
I'll go shopping with you.
Well, fucking shit.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll tickle you.
No, thank you. I'm not five. I'm good on the
I'm gonna crack before we finish. I know for a fact that Gabby doesn't want to be tickled.
Yeah.
I'll be a gentleman.
A gentleman or a gentleman?
A gentleman.
Okay.
It'll be a
I thought maybe you put a space in there.
No, that's me. That's on
that's
me.
You. That's on you. Okay, I fucking hope so again. Like, be fucking courteous to your lover.
I like this one. I might kiss you goodnight on the second date.
That's kind of scary stuff.
I might. You play your cards right.
You play your cards right. You might get that smooch.
That second kiss goodnight.
I got a very smoochable face, let me tell you. I smell really good. I smell like cookies. I have that, like, the cookie spray, and I spray it on myself.
I've got cookies, is what I'm saying. But what I'm also saying is you play your cards right, Missy, and you're looking forward to a little pleasant peckaroo. Right.
And so you might just taste my cookie chapstick. You might get that flavor.
Cookies and cream.
It's like a demo of things to come.
I'll hang out with you and give you your space. Contradicting yourself right in the same one. Right in the same one, you're contradicting yourself. Just right in number 24.
I'm going to hang out with you, but at all times I will be 10 feet away. All
right.
Unless you want that smooch.
I'm expunging number 24 from the record. Just forget that. That's over. I'll let you have the remote. Unless the Phillies game is on. Or Dexter.
Which is like all the time because I pretty much just Netflix that shit.
Yeah. It's the DVR technologies. I won't steal the prescriptions out of your medicine cabinet. Oh, Jesus.
That speaks to me of like past relationships he's had.
Yeah.
Where his drugs just get his significant other is just tired of his shit. Steals all of his Xanax and it's just out.
It's like, okay, girls don't like this. They all right, I'm adding it to my list. I'll go grocery shopping with you and cook you dinner.
It's romantic.
I thought we already had I'll go shopping with you.
Well, yeah, I think he means like shoe shopping.
Oh,
he's do.
He'll endure it.
He'll endure it is what he's saying.
But it will also go a different type of shopping with you.
He didn't say he would buy her anything. He just said he would go shopping with you.
Right. I'll always miss you.
That's fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah.
You need to be able to stand on your own, buddy.
You probably shouldn't also miss me when you're with me. Probably just take the time to enjoy my presence.
I miss you so much. We've been watching Knocked Up for like 2 hours. I miss you. I just miss you right now.
We've been watching like a 4-hour Dexter marathon.
And I just can't get enough.
I'll do your wash if you are lazy. Lola.
Is that an extended low?
I'm extending it because I'm cracking up.
Ugh, Christ. These are minor he's these aren't none of these are grand, you know, amazing things.
There's nothing good.
There's nothing really that great here. Nothing here actually speaks to his personality. It sounds just like he'd make a good indentured servant to me.
None of these are a reason why anyone should pick him. These are just things. This is a 30 reasons why something. Like,
I don't know. Some of those are kind of compelling. He does have cookies.
He's got them. I think you're making
He has cookies. Like, if I don't have cookies, I know where to go. He has them.
All right, here's the last one. I'll always again. It's always going to enjoy your company.
Well, fuck. Good. Like, what?
So he's simultaneously, he will always miss you and enjoy your company.
He's going to enjoy your company so much that he's going to miss you. He's going to wish that there are two of you there, and he's going to miss the absentee clone of you, is what he's saying. I think that's a roundabout way. That's, like, what he's saying, basically.
So.
That's pretty incredible.
I'm gonna paraphrase Gabby's response, because honestly,
this should be good. I mean, I can imagine she went on a pretty long tirade.
Do you want me to read it straight up, or should I just paraphrase?
I mean, if it's long, you can paraphrase.
She says, "Oh my fucking god, I don't even know where to begin with this bullshit. Maybe I should make a list, because it seems like that's the only way you can communicate. Number one, never send the same form message to every girl you think is cute. Number two, read profiles before you send something. We're not all the fucking same. Why would I want any of this shit on your idiotic list? You don't know because you didn't read my profile. Number three, go fuck yourself. Seriously, what the hell is wrong with you? Number four, I compared our answers to the match questions, and there's a reason we have such a high enemy percentage. You're dumb as bricks. I guess that's the reason you didn't realize that our enemy percentage is so high. Maybe you can't read half of what I'm writing." You want to respond to this and bitch me out, but for the love of God, don't. Take your rejection with some fucking dignity, and don't make the same mistake next time you message some poor girl.
God. Ah, Jesus, that guy just killed himself.
Yeah, and so this
is... He deserved that, though.
This is his response to Gabby. Thank you, sweet lady. You are a saint.
Wow. I just feel bad. I just feel awful about that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that guy. Poor guy.
It's hard to really know how to feel.
Well, because he's probably just dumb. And, like, that's not really a crime. Like, you're dumb. That's not your fault, necessarily. So,
I told her,
she showed him the light.
I actually told her that she was in the wrong for giving him advice on, like, not messaging girls with this form email.
Why?
Because I said, what if he accidentally tricks a girl who's out of his league?
What?
Like, this is... This list of 30
this
things...
This may be the only way he can get anything.
It's the best he can do on his own, left to his own device.
That might be true, yeah.
I don't want Gabby saying, like, hey, you actually have to, like, talk to people like they're human beings. And then he does that, and then he, like, tricks some poor girl into thinking that he's, like, boyfriend material.
I actually feel really terrible for this guy. I really feel for him, yeah.
Well...
Because, you know, I was expecting him to be your typical douche and just be like, well, fuck you, bitch. What do you know? But he gave the saddest answer possible. Saddest response I could have ever heard in my life.
It's all lowercase, too.
Yeah. He just was destroyed.
List was punctuated well, but the response is just all lowercase. Thank you, sweet lady. You are a saint.
God. God damn. God, that's incredible. What a treat. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can move on to writing in a minute. I just wanted to quickly mention I got El Shaddai.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. Like, it's one of the most interesting looking games I've ever played, for sure. But so far the combat is very simple.
Yeah, it's pretty much what people say about it, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
It's basically like a rock, paper, scissors.
Spoilers.
From what I've gleaned, it's not a big spoiler. There's three weapons, and the weapons are rock, paper, scissors.
Come on. It's enough of that.
But no, I mean, for me, I always like to play games that have really cool art in them. So this is it's a real treat. I really like it.
All right.
That's all I wanted to say about it.
Good to know.
Oh, also, I just wanted to make it known. I don't think I mentioned this. I may be attending PAX East in April. I probably am. So if one of the 30 people that listens to this, I'm going to say it's 30 now, because I feel like it could be 30.
It's not 30, but sure.
You don't think it's that high at all?
I mean, honestly, in all honesty, I don't know. I have no ability to discern who listens to every episode, who dips in and out.
Right.
I can't. You know,
okay.
I got his numbers, so.
Either way, I'm
every episode gets about 10 downloads in the week it comes out. Every episode gets about 10 downloads.
All right, so the 10 of you, I might be at PAX East, so if you see me there, say hi. And
you're just acting like 10 random people are probably going to PAX East.
They probably are, because PAX is cool.
Do you think even one of them lives on the East Coast? Maybe one of them lives on the East Coast.
So go to PAX. Come see me. Listen, if one of you comes and you're wearing a Super Brophy Brothers t-shirt, which don't even exist yet, I will give you a hug. Try not to be, like, fat and sweaty.
Telling you right now that the probability that somebody approaches you at PAX East and knows who you are by reputation, it's probably about equal with winning the lottery.
It would be so cool, though, if it happened.
It would be cool, but I'm just saying, like...
Oh, speaking of weird shit like that, over the summer, a couple of Memphis friends from college, who are now my friends, but I didn't know them that well back then, came to visit me in my town, and one of the dudes that my friend Lenny knows, like, one of his friends, had heard of the comic before he met me.
Really?
Like, he had read it, yeah. Like, and he didn't even realize it when he met me. Like, I was like, hey, I'm Eli, and then... Afterwards, Lenny went to him and was like, so you know that was Eli Brophy, right? And he was like, huh? And he's like, you know, like the Brophy brothers? And he's like, yeah, what about it? And I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, that was one of them. And he's like, oh, shit.
Wait, he likes the comics or what?
I think so. I mean, he's read us before.
How did he encounter us?
I don't know. I'm assuming Reddit or something, but I thought that was pretty funny that I actually met someone who I'd never met before, and they had read my comic before. So that was pretty cool.
That is crazy.
So that's not as crazy as the possibility of me meeting someone at PAX.
Might be crazier.
It might actually be crazier, now that I think of it. So there you go. Maybe we'll have more fans by the time I go to PAX.
Maybe I'm vastly underestimating the number of fans we have. Maybe I'm vastly overestimating.
I think it's more that people read the comic and not listen to this.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
I think more people will start listening to it, though, now, because of the podcast button. I feel like that's going to help.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. So that's it. I was going to mention something else, but then I realized that it was really boring. So,
all right.
Let's start writing.
Guess that about does it.
Yeah.
So,
you got any hits for this week?
How about this? Look in the comic ideas. I highlighted it.
I got to get in there. Yeah, it's a good podcast. Where is it? I don't see anything highlighted.
Comic ideas.
I'm in comic ideas.
Well, it's highlighted.
I'm scrolling. Oh, I see it.
We can embellish this.
Maybe. It's not funny right now.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I think it's pretty funny.
It doesn't have a strong punch.
It's a visual punch. You're off panel. You realize that, right? You're off panel and you only see you in three?
Yeah, I know that. The dude needs a reason to be pissed off about you making a comic about him, I think.
Yeah, no. That's the part we need to add. I feel like we could have someone just being like, so you write a comic, eh? Like, you, what are you, some kind of funny guy? You think you're funny? You're funny? I don't know.
Would you be handing me like empty panels or something? Like,
no. And two, I'm writing something down. Like, I'm writing a I'm writing down.
Oh, okay, because you don't have that written here, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah, bro, yeah, no.
Yeah. not very descript.
Sorry.
Hey. Yeah.
So that, yes, I'm writing something down. He says, what are you doing?
We haven't done a meta one recently, right?
No, not too much. No.
Okay, good. Okay.
And then in three, it's all three of us, and I'm kind of like, or maybe just the two of us.
No, it's just the two of us. He doesn't need to be there. I don't like having three dudes in a panel.
But you might have to get over that, because it's going to be required sometimes.
Yeah, this time it isn't, though.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
The punches that you're getting, he just told you not to do something, and you just did it, like, right in front of him.
Yeah.
But you can see that I'm, like, you know he's still there, so he doesn't need to be staring there.
And then it's like actually super, it's like meta in two ways. Because it could be this, it's like, I'm writing the comic that it, I'm writing this comic into.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like the comic where the comic itself is in the bucket. Like the comic that.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I don't think anyone noticed that.
I don't know that anybody did, but when I showed the comic to my friends, I pointed that out and they thought it was really cool. One of my friends actually did notice that in the most recent comic, the little things in your core like move around.
Huh.
So I was like, oh, somebody actually noticed that. I changed something.
Cool.
It's also what I also noticed about that comic is funny is it seems like I didn't change anything in panel 2 and 3 because like my arm, basically all that moves on me is one of my arms. Like I have my arm up, and then in the last panel I crossed my arms again. But you can't see my arms crossed because of the word bubble in front of it.
Well, so that's poor choice, I guess.
Makes me seem lazy. I mean, I was lazy. I didn't want to redraw your whole robot body again.
But, like, so why'd you even, like, move your arm? You basically just wasted the effort.
Yeah. But now if I ever wanted to, like, use that image, I could, I don't know, sure, whatever.
I guess.
It's always going to be there.
Yeah, now you know. Everyone, go look at our Zelda comic that we just did, and behind the word bubble, Eli's arms are crossed, even though there's no discernible reason for that to be the case.
I'm just trying to prove that I didn't just cut copy the entire part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it's really weird. Like, I drew that comic, and the colors just look completely different on my monitor here than they do at home. So when I was drawing it, like, Reggie looked darker to me, and now he looks really white. So that's kind of annoying that I can't get the colors right all the time.
Huh.
Depending on which monitor.
Well, you said that monitor was kind of crapping out, so.
It's not, it wasn't, it's, the color has always been a little bit, like, the monitor I have here has the richest color I've seen in a monitor that I've had.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it.
I mean, people, this is going out to people who are all looking at it on their own monitor, so. It's, you're not going to get people to see it exactly, but...
Yeah, I guess everybody's seeing kind of differently. Everybody's looking at different resolutions, and it's a problem with...
Images?
Images on the internet.
Vision?
It's... yeah, you also don't know if everybody's looking at the same colors as you are, so...
So I think... So maybe this dude says, like... So you're some kind of funny guy. You write cartoon strips.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you do cartoons about? I don't know, life and shit. Well, don't you make a fucking comic about me? Okay.
I like that, yeah. I just like that you're kind of like shooting the shit with this guy, but he's just being a dick.
Yeah. You're some kind of funny guy.
You look like a clown?
Make me laugh, funny guy.
Do I look like a fucking jester to you?
Go ahead and make me laugh. Tell me a joke.
Who is this character? Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Is he an Italian guy?
Hey.
Ah, bibbidi bobbidi boobidi.
Yeah, I don't know. You can just make him up.
Okay. You don't want it to be somebody we've already used.
I don't really see anybody. I can't. No one's coming to mind as fitting in here.
Yeah, that's true. He's a tough guy.
Hey.
It's pretty loud keyboard movements we're getting there.
Yeah, I can get this out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. Still pretty loud.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking edit it out. What part of that did you not get?
Oh, I thought you meant you're going to move your keyboard.
No.
Okay.
I have the magic of editing.
I forget that you do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Should it be the... what if we work in that story you told me about the umbrella salesman?
Hey, tough guy.
Hey, you want the umbrella before or after you get pneumonia?
You're getting a nice shirt wet.
Hey. I like that guy. But no, then it doesn't make sense because it has to be raining, and then I wouldn't be drawing a comic in the rain outside.
Maybe that's another strip.
Yeah.
I'll just put that up here.
Yeah, I like Italian umbrella salesman.
I mean, he's black.
I mean, now he's not though. Like now he's not. Now he's Italian.
Okay. So you're some kind of funny guy. You write cartoon strips. Yeah. Do you want to just keep asking a bunch of questions? I guess that's what people do.
I just wanted to, just before I forget, this is completely irrelevant. I wanted to run something by you, which is that apparently if you're a webcomic artist and you do a comic about PAX, you get in for free.
Ooh.
So if we did a comic about PAX, I could go to PAX for no money.
Really?
But then we would have to do a comic about it. Yeah.
That's fine.
So you want to do that at some point before PAX? I have to confirm that that's... Because that's just something my friend told me that you can do for...
Yeah, research that.
I have to make sure that that's actually a thing.
And see if there are any limitations on the strip. Like, I can't... Can we say PAX is like a Satan orgy?
Yeah.
See what the precise specifications are.
I'm pretty sure I don't have to do it before PAX. I just have to tell them that I'm going to do a comic about it.
And... Oh, so you can wait until you see what kind of experiences you have.
Yeah, and also... I could always, if I was a dick, I could just not write a comic about it and just use that, just have 1 year free.
Well, maybe they'll send you an invoice.
I don't want to...
You'll ruin your credibility for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and especially, like, the Panarchy guys, I don't want them to hate me.
Yeah, no, there's no...
This one guy.
We're not going to rip them off. I'm sure you might want to make a comic about it anyway when you get back. Something good might happen.
Yeah, I'll probably have a funny interaction because... Since you said we'll probably try to print up some business cards and distribute them, maybe something funny will happen. I'll keep my notepad on me so I can write down funny things.
Yeah, do that. Is there a funny way that this guy says comic strips? I mean, people always call, like, people who don't really know about webcomics always say that we do cartoons.
Yeah.
Is there, like, some sort of...
I love when people call it animation. It's like, no, it's not... That's not even at all what it is.
It's like the opposite.
It's like a still image.
It's like 1/24th of a second of an animation.
Yeah.
For cartoon strips.
Yeah, that's fine. Cartoon strips is fine. That's like the general thing that people say.
What are they about?
That is the question we always get.
What?
What is your comic about?
Yeah.
Whenever we bring this up to our family, they always ask us, what's your comic about? And the only way we can answer it, really, is by saying, like, funny things.
It's about comedy.
It's humor. Yeah.
It's about comedy jokes.
It's really hard to describe our comic to anyone. It's also more eclectic than most comics, too, so... Who was I talking to where I can't remember who it was. Oh, I was getting my hair cut, and I mentioned that I draw a webcomic because she was talking to me about my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that as soon as I mentioned the word webcomic, I was going to regret it.
Yeah.
Because she had no concept of what that was. Like, she's like, oh, I didn't think those were really big with the kids these days. And I was like, no, not newspaper comics. Like, webcomics is like a big scene on the internet. And
she just said, like, internet comic strip.
Yeah, I was able to get her to understand it, actually. It wasn't super difficult, but it's just funny.
Mm.
People, they're just people who just have no idea about this this whole thing. It's like, no, yeah, I'm not Ryan Doonesbury.
So you're some kind of comedian? You write cartoon strips? What's it about, funny man? Like that?
Yeah. Hey, wise guy. Hey. Don't make a comic about me. See, we can't have him. We have to have him look as much like this voice as possible.
Yeah, that's up to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Life and shit. life and shit.
Yeah, that's good. In some cases, literally.
Well, I don't think we made a comic about shit yet. Have we?
It's a damn shame.
No, it's not.
Well, we had in a comic, we, you know, it's at the crap toilet. That kind of counts.
Honestly. Yeah, it does count.
If this was my comic, every comic would be about poop. So
he has to say something else with don't you fucking make a comic about me.
I think it's got to be coupled with some kind of a threat. A physical
I think
threat.
We have to have a rationale for why he would be afraid of that. Because right now it's coming out of nowhere.
Oh, maybe he's like, maybe he's like.
I think this dude takes his shit very seriously.
Or maybe he's on the lam, and he doesn't want the cops to find him.
Like, he has to segue into it with like, what are you gonna make? You gonna make a comic about this conversation? Is this funny to you? Like,
yeah, is something funny about me? See, this is just turning into Goodfellas.
We got a regular Steve Martin over here.
Get a regular Dan Cook.
No.
Dan Cook is fucking awful.
You fucking make a comic about me. You piece of shit.
You fucking cockroach. Fucking DS brothers.
You fucking brofy brothers.
I don't think we can just outright make it Scarface. Although if the guy kind of looks like Tony Montana, that might work.
Nah.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. Then it's a totally different joke. It's just like, you're, for some reason, you're in Scarface. Like, panel 3 is him snorting a bunch of coke. I don't know if I like Rich.
You don't like this?
Wait, hold on. A Tough Guy? Yeah, I like A Tough Guy. I bet you think this is pretty good material. A Tough Guy? Don't you fucking make a comic about me.
I like Pretty Rich.
Yeah.
Bet you think this is pretty rich. A Tough Guy. A Tough Guy. See, like, it's almost more of a statement. A Tough Guy.
Is this going to be really racist if I make the dude look Italian? Is that bad?
You can make it ambiguously Italian.
Yeah, like leather jacket and slick back hair.
Like, don't... Greasy. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Eating pasta and making hand gestures.
Hey,
it's a big tomato sauce right here.
I mean, I wish hand gestures could come across the podcast. That makes the craziest Italian hand gestures.
Craziest Italian hand. He should be making hand gestures, though.
Yeah.
You get a lot of Italian hate mail. Where the hate mail is going to be so intense that the hand gestures are going to come through. I think he has another way of saying, what are you doing? In panel 2.
What you got there?
What are you doing there? What you doing? What do you think you're doing?
No, because if you say, what do you think you're doing, it means he knows what I'm doing.
Yeah. For sure. Okay.
I think that's it.
Yeah, probably. Is there anything you want to do to panel 3, or you think it's good?
I mean, I don't think there's any dialogue. I think it's funny with no dialogue.
So what am I... I'm just like, I'm sitting there at a desk with a pencil and you...
I think you should make it like a drafting table.
Yeah, okay.
Like you know, one of those like diagonal...
Yeah, like PP, yeah.
Like very obvious that you're about to start doing art. Like even though you don't actually draw.
At a drafting table, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I do draw the comics.
Well, you don't draw them on paper.
Right. Yeah, it's a traditional way to show it. That's the most obvious way. Okay, yeah, that works. It's pretty funny. All right, we managed to record something that was less than 2.5 hours, so that's good.
Oh, shit, but are we going to be able to close it out? That's the question.
That's a good question. We have a real problem with finishing our podcasts in a concise way.
It's fine. You also have to upload it before the battery runs out.
Oh, that'll be
fine. It'll be trapped forever in the Nega realm.
In the Nega realm of Negas.
Don't say Negas.
That was racist. Yeah, sorry. this is a little bit racy podcast. But that's okay. Anything else you wanted to just put in here before we put the...
Is what are a contraction that I can do? What are they about? Water. What are... Water.
No, don't do that. I mean, that's something you say, but it's not really a contraction you can write.
Right. Let me Google that.
I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure nobody really writes water.
It's in the dictionary, Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
So you want to do it?
The Urban Dictionary isn't really the gold standard for me.
Could be pushing the boundaries here.
All right, if you want. It doesn't really bother me that much, I guess. So we're just standing in the comic void, as it were.
Yeah. You're sitting on a stool, I think.
Well, you won't really... Yeah, I mean, the way I'm going to frame it, you probably won't really be able to see...
Well, you should be a little lower down.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
And I think you should look... I should look pretty deadpan for the whole comic, I think. And you should...
Yeah.
And you should look pretty deadpan, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm just getting work. Now I'm going to work on this. It's just your job.
Yeah. I'm just going to put it in brackets here. Okay. That was relatively painless.
Yes, it certainly was.
It's not a usual thing for us.
This is pretty writing light.
It's pretty cut and dry.
This idea.
And yeah, we usually deliberate all of forever, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
Okay. No emails this week?
No. We got a nice comment on our website from Mick.
Yeah, he likes us quite a bit, I noticed.
Good old Mickey.
Is he a listener of our podcast?
He wrote our one and only iTunes review.
Oh, that's right. Okay, cool. So maybe he might still be listening.
If you are, hey, what's up?
What's up, Mick?
How's it hanging?
You seem to like our comic a bit. Maybe you should tell your friends about it. Maybe you should, just do some PR stuff for us, because... I'm not good at that.
Yep. I mean, the problem is, like, it feels really shitty to do your own PR.
It does. It's like, hey, look at me. Look what I'm doing.
So everyone does. No one believes...
Yeah.
Like, who... No one in their right mind believes somebody doing their own PR.
But it's also, like, they're... That's what, like, Facebook is. The entire website is devoted to that.
No one's trying to make a living off of, like, their Facebook account.
That's true. I mean, if I wanted to just be a fucking dick, I could just post all the comics on my personal Facebook.
People would either already know about it.
They would just start disregarding it.
Yeah, or they'd block your posts.
Yeah. So, I don't want to do our whole diatribe that we do every time where we say, you got to spread this around. It's a given. It's a fucking given. All right? Tell your friends.
Sounds like you're doing it.
I mean, I just want this comic to get to the point where I can eke out a living from it by the time I graduate, so I don't have to go into the terrifyingly scary job market and look for some crappy job at GameSpot or stop.
I mean, let's just be clear. This comic is not going to, like, be making us. Let's say.
I'm saying, what if it makes us minimum wage? That'd be nice.
Yeah, but. Let's say it makes us, like, all right, at the bare minimum, it takes, like, $10,000 a year to live.
I am not planning on living on that small amount of money. $10,000? Are you fucking kidding me? It's hard enough to live. Like, people who live on a $30,000 salary having a hard enough time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, oh, the comic, by the time you graduate, the comic will make us $20,000 a year. It's like, are you fucking kidding
me? Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I'm not really serious about that. But...
Inside baseball.
But maybe Topatico will pick us up and they'll sell our shirts for us.
We'll be, like, doing our own merchandise long before Topatico picks us up. They're very stringent.
But they have a lot of comics on there, and a lot of them aren't very good, I noticed. Or maybe I don't like them.
You have to be... You basically have to already be successful.
Yeah.
So quality doesn't matter. They only care if it's successful or not.
I actually, like... I did read through our archive the other day just to, like, you know, analyze our progress, really see where we've come from and, like, how we've developed. And I felt really good about it. Like, I normally feel good about what we create, but I got, like, a huge ego boost from it. Like, this is some really good stuff. Like, even though not all the comics are great, it's just fun to read through the archive. So I feel like we've got something good going here.
I hope so.
I think so. I enjoyed it, and it's something I created, and I usually think what I make is crap, so it's good.
Yep. If you're listening to this, you must really like it, so.
Oh, they fucking love it, listeners.
10 to 10 dudes.
Or they're just real bored.
Just really got nothing to do.
Or just they're not, like, what if we're their introduction to the podcast scene and they just don't really know what, like, that there's better podcasts out there.
You mean that we're the only podcast worth listening to on the internet?
Right.
I don't even know why I care. It's not like it matters if you listen. This is a gift to you, this podcast.
Well, enjoy it. It does matter. It matters.
I do like that people say that listening to podcasts makes the comics funnier.
I wouldn't think
that would be the case.
No, it is. Like, that's how it was for me with Pen Arcade. Like, I would think the comic was funnier after I had listened to them writing it. Like, it just made it a lot more magical to me.
Hmm. Yeah.
Let's get to know us better so you understand us.
Pen Arcade is the main reason we have this podcast and probably the main reason we have the comic the way it is.
What I like about podcasts in general is that it breaks through the coldness of the internet. Like, just that it's easy to be dehumanized posting your work on the internet because it's just, you know, you just look at it and it's sometimes people don't really think about that somebody had to put the time in to make something. And if you hear their voice and, you know, you hear them writing it, it makes a big difference.
I mean, you get to know people when you listen to their podcasts.
It's more humanizing. Also makes you feel real important. It's like, I got a podcast. What do you got? Even if I'm poor and working at McDonald's, I'll still have a podcast. So.
Yeah. As long as we are both alive.
Yeah.
And you can draw.
Yeah, that's always a worry that my hands are going to get cut off.
You've got a Luke arm. Whatever. It's the future, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, but...
It's the future, baby. When they're listening to this, it'll be the future. Think about that.
And they'll be listening to the past.
Think about that.
That's fucking crazy.
It's the future, baby.
By the time you listen to this, these versions of us will be dead.
It's true.
It's true.
Every second, I'm reborn.
I hate the linear nature of time.
It would be a lot. It'd be a huge fucking annoying clusterfuck if it wasn't linear. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna close this out with a little tidbit from Justin Bieber fan. This is a little tidbit from somebody on Facebook. Their name has been protected for some reason. This is their status update. The worst feeling ever is when someone says, Justin doesn't care about you. He doesn't know you exist, and you'll never meet him. I don't think people understand how bad some of us want to meet him and how it's our dream in life, and how we brushed it off our shoulders pretending it doesn't hurt, but when really, it stings real bad inside.
Hey, you're never going to meet him, dude. Like, and having your dream in life to be meeting someone? Like,
I'm going to say if that is your dream in life, you probably will meet him.
I don't think there's anyone.
It's not that hard to meet somebody.
You could go to his concert and probably...
If that's the only thing on your bucket list, you'll probably meet him.
Yeah, I think so. Like, if that's really all you're caring about...
He's not going to be young and dykey looking forever.
Well, dykey looking, yes. Let's be clear. But, like, you know, I really want to meet the Penny Arcade guys. It's not my fucking life goal.
Yeah. You know?
Although, I may get to meet them.
When people tell you that you can't, it stings real bad inside.
It stings real bad.
Inside.
When people tell me my comic sucks and nobody likes me, but then it stings real bad inside.
Alright. Where them titties at?
Where them titties at?
Peace.
Alright, later people.